Patton along the way has mentioned my involvement in the development of these standards, and I notice he's left his watch up here for me, which I appreciate. Thank you. I like the band. You can see on that slide my activities now. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Health Policy in Management in the Center of Public Health Practice at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. What's not on the slide, I think, for room purposes, was that for 35 years I worked for the Allegheny County Health Department, the last 20 as Deputy Director of Environmental Health, of Medical Services, and then of the operations of the department. So I have a lot of experience, and the work that I'm going to go over with you this morning was done when I was Deputy Director of the department. That's the city of Pittsburgh. The two rivers you see at the top of that slide form the Ohio River, which is the one river coming down towards you. And I wanted to go over a little bit about the demographics of the county so you get some understanding of the environment in which this was done. It's, Allegheny County is in southwestern Pennsylvania. There's about 1,300,000 people in the county. There's 130 municipalities. 129 are part of the health department. There's one municipality which has the highest per capita income of any other municipality in the county that's still not part of the health department, has its own health officer. 720 square miles, the largest city being Pittsburgh, and it's mostly urban, although there are some rural parts of the county as well. And tonight, I believe on ESPN, the Steelers are playing the Ravens at 8:30, if anyone wants to watch that and get a sense of the Pittsburgh environment. The department is currently 350 staff, but in the paychecks of the staff on Friday was an early buyout because the county needs to lay off 200 staff, the health department being some of that. That won't be 200 from the health department, but 200 from the county government, and they're hoping to get some from the health department. And this shows you the environment in Pennsylvania for public health, because on Sunday afternoon in the Sunday paper, the top headline above the crease was that the county executive wants to give the EAR program to the state to run and take it out of the county health department's authority, where it's been since 1948. So things are changing, and environmental health and public health, as most of you know, don't really have a lot of support unless there's a 9/11 or something like that, and we wonder for a couple of years what's happening to the infrastructure, then we forget and move on. But it's still a pretty comprehensive package of environmental programs that are being carried on by the health department. We were lucky enough to be one of the recipients of the CDC Environmental Health Capacity Building Grant about 5 or 6 years ago. I met with the staff. We talked about what our need was. We did an application, and CDC was smart enough to give us a grant. But then at our first grantees meeting, Sharunda asked the question. And the question is, well, how are you going to show you improved capacity? And that issue was thrown out to the grantees, how are we going to go about doing that, even though as we began talking, we all had different opinions of what capacity is. So it was hard to come to some consensus about that. We all, I think, approached it a little different way. My approach, because I had had some experience in the past, was I knew there was the local public health performance standards out there in the local public health system. This was before Pat was doing his thing relative to the development of the environmental health standards. There were no environmental health standards. This was the best there was. And my thought was, well, they're put out there to measure the capacity to perform the essential services. So it would make sense to me that we could perhaps use this. But knowing environmental health staff as I did, I downloaded the Word document and added environmental health. All those 600 questions Pat mentioned, I added environmental health because environmental health staff at the local level, at least, and I would imagine at all levels, if it doesn't say environmental, it's of no concern to them. They can't relate to it. They don't. I mean, it just doesn't make it into their brain. They turn off right up front. So literally, we went through each question and added environmental health, so the staff would have a little more ease in dealing with that. Now, the other issue which I mentioned while Pat was speaking, really the National Public Health Performance Standards are to be applied to the system, not to the agency. But we had some discussions with organizations, stakeholders that are involved with environmental health and public health, really, in Allegheny County, and they had no idea of the answers to those questions. They couldn't relate to it, really. They didn't understand the role of public health well enough to really be able to relate to the standards, so we decided to do it just with the staff. I think the process is excellent because, as everyone's mentioned, it begins the discussion that, one, there isn't a system, and perhaps we need to have one, and, two, exactly what all the essential services need. So the discussion is excellent, no matter what you might think of if it's a good standard or a bad standard. The discussion it provokes is very worthwhile. The format, and this is version one. There's now version two, which is a little easier to use than version one, but at the time, this was 2002, you'll see. This was a format which says there's essential service, and then all the indicators for the essential service, a model standard for those indicators, and then a list of questions for each indicator, and I'll show you some of that just in a little bit. These are the essential services. I hope, have everyone heard of the essential services before today? I hope, that's good. Although in the National Environmental Health Association meeting, Pat was using the numbers, just as essential service one and essential service six, and I decided if I ever knew what those meant, I'd been working too long in the business, you know, that's, you know, he'd throw out, well, essential service nine.
You can say all ten.
Yeah, yeah, right. So those are the ten, and there's indicators for each one of those. Obviously, the main one, the one that environmental health's been working with for a while, is the enforced laws, the one at the bottom. I think that's why the gentleman from Oklahoma was a little surprised at the results, because that's what environmental health does usually, is enforce laws and regulations. This is the essential service one, and there's 10. Obviously, you see the services are included and the standard. I thought it was well done. It really laid out well what the model standard was for this first for all the indicators. And then there's a list of questions that you have to go through. It was time-consuming and pretty intense. We had to do it over three half-day sessions, so that's 1.5 days for 15 environmental health program managers answered the questions. We were sitting around a table, and we had a facilitator who took down the scores and helped with the discussion. In May 2002, we did the pre-assessment. That was right after the first grantee meeting, or soon after the first grantees meeting. And then we did the post-assessment September 2004, which was before we were going to have to produce the final report about what we've done with CDC's money. And it's important, I want to point out, luckily the same 15 people were at both assessments. It becomes a little questionable if you have different people, because it is somewhat subjective. It's not as quantitative as you would like to see in a more academic or scholarly sense. It is the sense of the staff in meeting these standards. There are some things you can produce, obviously, like a community health assessment. Something should exist around that, but it's pretty subjective. So it's important if you do this that there be the same people to the extent possible. It has been discussed, the scoring methodology is if 75% or greater of the activity described in the question is accomplished, it's a yes. If it's between 50 and 75, it's a high partial. If it's between 25 and 50%, it's a low partial. and if it's below 25%, it's a no. I think that's changed in version 2. It's a little different in version 2. Again, this is version 1. There's 5 possibilities with that. So this is our results. And what we did is, you know, we went around the table with those 15 people, each representing, one or two representing each of the environmental health programs, and discussed how well the department was doing relative to those indicators. And if there wasn't consensus, well, everyone agreed it was a yes, or everyone agreed it was a high partial, we got a number from them, what percent they felt was done, and then averaged it. And that's why you see here some unusual numbers. They're not even numbers. For population-based, you see that it's 47%, 42, 39, all in the low partial anyway, because high partial is 50 to 75%. So the overall average for that indicator was 42.6, and that's one of the ones we began working on because it was so low. Low partial, as I said. In the farther right column, you see the 89, 74, 63 with an overall average of 75.3, which put it slightly into the yes. We were now meeting it. That's the difference between the 2 years. In 2002, we were low partial. In 2004, we were meeting that essential service, the indicators for that essential service. And we did this for all, well, 9 really. 7 was, we did not rate 7. 7 is linking with personal health and environmental health, and we felt at the time, I'm not sure if I do the same now, but at the time that wasn't important because we were the environmental health agency for the county. There wasn't any other agency. We weren't really, we might do a better job to link to consumers on what we're doing, but we didn't rate 7, which was that, is that linking essential service. And you see the ones in red are the ones we really focused on. And the bottom line of the matrix, the bottom row, is the percent change between in the 2.5 years between the first and second. And you see we have a change of a significant change, statistically significant change, in those areas where it went to 76.7% change, 45, 67, and so on. So I think the use of, you can now use the standards that Pat has laid out. I think it's the same concept, either version 2 or the system of the national performance standards, or Pat's if it's just doing the environmental. You can show improvement in capacity by using this tool. I don't think this was the initial thought of the use of the tool, but it is very worthwhile. And there's 3 tools, really. This is the local, but in the national performance standards, there's a governance tool and a state tool. And I would not have used it, but I would imagine theoretically they would work the same. You can measure a change in capacity positively or negatively. Hopefully it's always a positive change in capacity, but not always. So developing these standards are very important to all of us, I think, to be able to really measure where we're going and how we're doing relative to at least some standard. As I said, this can be applied differently in different for different agencies or different situations. You don't have to use the guidelines specifically, but it is a very worthwhile tool to use, and it's much easier now that Pat's developed the environmental health performance standards. And version 2 is much easier than version 1. But it was a worthwhile effort, not only because we could focus on certain problems and show some improvement, but the discussion. It brought staff who don't normally, unfortunately, talk about issues together in the same room to do that. So it got them out of their stovepipes and discussing and made it more of within the department, a systemic view, as opposed to this is what I do and I don't really care or understand what what your issues are. And not just those. This one was for those of you who knew what essential service 1 through 10 was. This is for people like me who don't, where you see the first one is monitor health. The third was inform, educate, and empower people. And you see the rest. And those were really the areas that we had focused on in 2002 to improve and put some money and effort into those areas. And we were able to show some improvement. It must have worked somehow because we were funded for another three-year grant in the second cycle as well. So. Any questions?